I'm Sharon, Max's wife, and we've been together for about 18 years, so by the time I meet Irving, he's already in his 70s, so I missed all that excitement of his early life, which is really too bad. On the first visit, I remember driving 5 hours with Max to Montreal to have supper with Irving. So we arrived just at supper time, and we sat down after the five-hour drive and sat down for supper, and about 5 hours later, we got up. They discussed religion, philosophy, politics, poetry, and I was just both fascinated and quite sore. Years later, at the same table, Irving asked Max, and you all know the voice, "So, son, what's happening in your life?" And then Max answered, and a few minutes later, he repeated the question because at that point Alzheimer's had taken hold. But what really struck me was the passion in his voice. It came from within and could not be defeated by illness or even death because his voice still lives on. So I'm here to read one of Irving's poems. It was to his daughter Naomi because she could not be here tonight. It's called "Song for Naomi." Who is that in the tall grasses singing, by herself, near the water? I cannot see her, but can it be her? Than whom the grasses so tall are taller? My daughter? My lovely daughter? Who is that in the tall grasses running, beside her, near the water? She cannot see there, time that pursued her, in the deep grasses so fast and faster and caught her, my foolish daughter. What is the wind in the fair grass saying, like a verse near the water? Saviors that over all things have power, make time himself grow kind and kinder, that sought her, my little daughter. Who is that at the close of the summer, near the deep lake? Who wrought her comely and slender? Time but attends and befriends her, than whom the grasses, though tall, are not taller, my daughter, my gentle daughter. Thank you.